1899, and he made quite an impression. He was thoughtful, sincere, genuine, compassionate, and funny, so it was easy to want to help Anthony Ray Hinton, although it was worrisome to think how difficult it might prove to win his freedom. I worked with my staff at the Equal Justice Initiative to engage three of the nation's top firearms examiners, who all testified that the gun obtained from Mr. Hinton's mother could not be matched to the crime evidence. It took 14 more years of contested litigation and a rare unanimous ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court before Mr. Hinton was released in 2015. During his time on Alabama's death row, Mr. Hinton watched 54 men walk past his door on their way to be executed. The execution chamber was 30 feet from his cell. Mr. Hinton was sustained during his long years on Alabama's death row by a childhood friend who never failed to visit him over the course of nearly 30 years. Lester Bailey insisted that Mr. Hinton never feel alone or abandoned. Mr. Hinton learned to engage those around him and create an identity on death row unlike anything I've ever seen. Not only did he shape the lives of dozens of other death row prisoners, but also those of correctional officers who sought Mr. Hinton's advice and counsel on everything from marriage and faith to the struggles of day-to-day life. While his case created years of disappointment and frustration for Mr. Hinton and cost me many sleepless nights after each adverse legal ruling, we both could be frequently seen doubled over with laughter in the visitation room at Holman State Prison. Such is the extraordinary power of Ray, as his friends call him, Hinton, and his remarkable spirit. I visited countless prisons and jails to see hundreds of clients during the course of my career. I'm usually ignored or merely tolerated by correctional staff during these visits. There have been times when I have been harassed or challenged by prison staff who seem to resent incarcerated people getting legal visits. Visiting Ray Hinton was unlike any other legal visit for me. Never have more guards, correctional staff, and prison workers pulled me aside to offer assistance or question me about how they could help than during the many years I have worked with Ray. I have never experienced anything like it. I have represented scores of condemned prisoners during my 30 years of law practice. Many of my clients were innocent people wrongly convicted or condemned. However, no one I have represented has inspired me more than Anthony Ray Hinton, and I believe his compelling and unique story will similarly inspire our nation and readers all over the world. Reading his story is difficult, but necessary. We need to learn things about our criminal legal system, about the legacy of racial bias in America and the way it can blind us to just and fair treatment of people. We need to understand the dangers posed by the politics of fear and anger that can cause us to accept things we should never accept, tolerate things we should never tolerate. We also need to learn about human dignity, about human worth and value. We need to think about the fact that we are all more than the worst thing we have done. Anthony Ray Hinton's story helps us understand some of these problems and ultimately what it means to survive, to overcome, and to forgive. Every person who reads this story has the power to make a difference in the world, to reject unjust and unfair treatment of other people. I believe we all have an obligation to do so. No one should ever go through what Mr. Hinton went through in America, but it will happen again unless we educate ourselves, insist on greater reliability and fairness in our criminal justice system, care more about the poor and those who are vulnerable, and pay attention to how our local systems of justice work. Mr. Hinton's story is one of forgiveness, friendship, and triumph. This book is something of a miracle, because there were many moments when I believe both of us feared he would never survive to tell his story. We should be grateful that he did survive, because his witness, his life, and his journey together create an unforgettable inspiration. Brian Stevenson, Attorney. Prologue, Pure Evil. More so than the evidence, I have never had as strong a feeling in trying